Originally, this presentation intended for the 15 minutes, but it's very difficult for me to ensure in 15 minutes, so I will present to my best as short as possible. My topic is the low body functional prediction of mortality over 13 years of follow-up. I'll present in this order: objective, background, method, result, limitation, future study, and conclusion. Objective. This research object is to examine the effect of low body function on 13 years follow-up mortality in older Mexican American. The primary research question is the low body function is the predictor or risk factor on the long-term 13 years mortality? So I hypothesize that low body function in here measures by a short physical performance battery and ADL and working speed are mortality risk factor over 13 years in older Mexican American. Low body function is a key factor for older adults to maintain the independence and well-being of life. But unfortunately, few studies have compared the low body function as predictor of mortality in older Mexican American adult as well as the general, the older American adult. Marquitis and his colleague find that the low body function and mortality risk is the risk factor on the 2 year, very short term. And subsequently, there is a negative relationship between the working speed and mortality in the mid-term, the 7 years, found for the older Hispanic population. So the 2 year short time and mid-term 7 year is the low body function is risk factor. So in this study, I will see the low body function could be the long-term risk factor of mortality. As I said, most of research is low body function is less than 10 years due to the, because of lack of the well-established longitudinal survey data. To my knowledge, this present study is one of the earliest study addressed to low body function or mortality in Mexican American as well as the general American older population over 13 years follow-up. Data from the Hispanic established population for the epidemiological study of elderly, so-called Hispanic EPI, are used in this analysis. Hispanic EPI is longitudinal, the study of 3,050 Mexican American age 65 and over residing in 5 southwestern states, Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, Arizona, and California. This study originally the beginning in 1993 and generalized to the approximately the 500,000 older Mexican American in southwest area. The baseline of Hispanic EPI data is collected during the 1993-1994, and every 2 or 3 years they did the re-interview from the original the participant. So right now, the wave 7 is progressing, but I use the baseline 1993-1994, and I will take the wave 6 data the world during the 2007. This is the measurement, the medical condition, ADL, IADL, the SPVP, CSED, MMSC, and social demographic information, and I did not mention here, but BMI here. And BMI. In this research, there's the main independent variables. First one is the short physical performance battery. Short physical performance battery, so-called SPPB, is low body functional measurement, is hierarchical testing, including standing balance, or short work speed, and 5 repetitive chair stand. So each test order scale 0 to 4. 4 means the best performance, 0 means unable to do. So SPP score is sum of each 3 categories ranges from 0 to 12, so I divide by four categories, the 1 to 4. One is the unable and very poor low body function performance, and 12 is the best performance. And also, I didn't mention in this slide, but another main independent variable is the working speed. Participants were asked to work 8 feet at normal pace, and working speed was measured to the tenth of a second. So working speed was in here, divided by 5 categories from 0 to 4. 0 means the unable to do, and 1 is more than 9 seconds working the 8 feet, and 4 means is the less than 3.9 seconds to work the 8 feet. So it means the more the 4 is the best performance also is the low body function in here too. Any ADL, MMSE, CSCD? Depend on the variable and mortality. The mortality information derived from baseline, Hispanic EPI, and which is categorized by survivor status. So the original, the 3,050, the population in the baseline, 1993 to 1994, and then I will see the wave 6 data in 2007. I will use SAS, and I use the Cox proportional hazard model. As I said earlier, my hypothesis is low body function, or short physical performance battery, and the working speed, and also any ADL, or the mortality risk factor over 13 years in older Mexican-American. This is a general sample descriptive statistics. The major population is the 408 is the ages 81 to 85, and as we consider the women live longer than men, and as you see, the education is very low in the Hispanic population here.
Question.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah. Unmarried is including the widows and including widows and that didn't marry before. They're in this analysis, I categorized only two, the married. It means the living partner together. This is the Cox proportional hazard model of SPBP on mortality here. As you see, the 10 to 12, as I said before, the 10 to 12 is the, in here, the reference category is the best performance of low body function. So compared to best performance of low body function, as you see, is the lower SPVP score is almost 30% tend to die earlier than the best performance of low body function. Absolutely, the depression, any ADL, and cognitive impairment is also significant in this the Cox proportional hazard model here. In this model, as I said before, the working speed score is also the main independent in this analysis. As you see, the reference category is the 4. As I said before, the 4 is the best performance of working speed. It's very good, the low body function. So compared to the normal or good low body function people, as you see, unable the working speed and lower working speed people is almost 2.165 means more than 2 times to die earlier than compared to normal or best low body function participant. So, as I expected, the value of hazard ratio for work score and SPP is very strong indicator of long-term mortality. And it showed that people who are younger, female, more overweight or obese, and lower depressive symptom, and lower cognitive impairment, and it's not lower, it's a typo. It's a high working speed score and high SPVP score tend to have low mortality as expected. This is another survival curve by SPBP category score at baseline from 1993 to 2007. As you see, it's the black, SPBP3 is the black, this line. This is survival curve. You mean from the 1993 to 1994, everybody is alive, living, right? But after 13 years, and follow up, as you see, this category of people almost 10%, only 10% is living in 2007. So as I said, the black mean, the SPBP score is 3, is the very apparently lower the low body function performance. So, and finally, the yellow SPBP 0 is almost 40% is still arriving from the baseline. A limitation, I didn't check the survival effect 2 and 3 years early death. And next time I will do this survival effect, and I will do the bearing coefficient analysis next time. Conclusion, the low body function is clearly not only the short-term, mid-term, but also long-term, the risk factor of long-term mortality here. And also any ADL, depression, cognitive function is also still indicator of long-term mortality risk. And compared to normal BMI people, overweight, obese participants tend to live significantly longer than in the long term. This is consistent with previous research. It's very complicated and unknown, the puzzle of long-term mortality study. So not only this low body function, but also there could be lots of the risk factor of long-term mortality study. In the perspective of preventive medicine, long-term risk factor of death should be found to help others live longer and healthier life. Thank you.